This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Mr. Schneidman, my name is Peter. I've decided I'm going to sell my house myself, but I really don't know where to begin. I was wondering if I could hit you up for some tips on where to go from here.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Hey, great Rockford bit. Richard doing an impression of James Carville. Now we need to find Mary Madeline. Anyone do an impression of her? They've been married since 1993. Polar opposites politically. See if we can find out what makes it work, and we can all do that. Today's guest, Wayne Bell. Doesn't his name ring a bell? I won't use that when he's on. He is an attorney, and he was the chief counsel at the California Department of Real Estate for over 7 years. Then he became the real estate commissioner for the Department of Real Estate for over 5 years. So what is the DRE? How does it compare to CAR? And is this alphabet soup? You'll find out in the second and third segment. Fourth segment is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll take a look at in the first segment. First, what's pending? The last 93 weeks, I've been telling you the number of single-family homes that are pending at the end of the week and the median price of said group of pendings. Just a snapshot at the end of the week for the week ending February 6th, 2026. 77 listings were pending. Now, that's very high. The median price for said pendings is just $2.2 million, which is low. The last 7 weeks, the median price for the pending listings were $2.5 million. 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, it was $3 million. So what happened is we had the pending for the week was very low, $1,922,000. So that brought it down. And what sold was on the high side. So that took away listings from what was in the pending list. So we'll do that in the fourth segment. But the big number and the good number is that 77 listings are in escrow. So we'll track that. And then we'll take a look at now year to date for the first 6 weeks for the week ending February 6, 2026. Week one straddled the year of 2025. So technically more like 5.5 weeks into the new year. But we've had 67 sales with a median price of $2,450,000. Now, 2025, we ended up at $2.4 million for the year and had 17.6 sales per week. So here we are with 67 sales. I didn't do the math. Whatever 6 into 67 is, it's not very high. It's not 17. Median price, $2,450,000. Compare that to the last 6 months of 2025 when the median price was $2,285,000. However, when you compare it to the first 6 weeks of last year, it was $2,825,000. That was very high. 2024 was $2,475,000 in 2024. But 2024 ended up around $2.2 million and 2025 ended up at $2.4 million. So, and I actually went back to 2011 this week, and it's very interesting to look down and see what happened with years. You know, you start off the first month of the year. What does it mean? Well, out of the last 15 years, 8 of the years, the median price went down, 1 barely, and 7 went up, 1 barely. So it's kind of like it's 50-50. And for some reason, the last few years that I've been tracking it, it seems to pop up that, you know, at least the most recent years, the median price is a little bit high out of the gate. Last year, insanely high, $2,825,000. And again, the first 6 months of last year, 2025, $2,650,000. But then the second 6 months dropped to $2,285,000. So that culminated in a yearly 2.4 median sales price for 2025, higher than the prior 3 years, which we could argue technically it's 2.2, 2 million two and a quarter, 2 million 212. But all those 3 years of 2022, 23, and 24, very similar. They all could have ended up at 2 million 250. You've heard that. I've been on that soapbox forever. So 2 million 450 the first 6 weeks of the year, and everything was over 2 million going back to 2021 when it was 1.9 million. And then 2020, it was, and going back, it was more like 1.4 million, 1.5 million, 1.4 million, 1.2 million, 1.3 million in 2016. 2014 and 2015, the first month of the year was just over 1 million. But then 2011, 12, and 13, 827,000, 785,000, 869,000. How many of you bought property in 2010, 11, 12, and even 13? That's money. That's money. That was the doldrum years, and that was the time to buy. And that's your year-to-date update. What else you got going on, Mark? Okay. I read a, here's a house that just sold. It sold. It was one of the ones that sold off market. $14,500,000. Montecito, seven bedrooms, six and a half baths, built in 2017. Almost 5,500 square feet. Wonder what it costs to build a high-end Montecito home. 5,500 square feet. I'd like to ask. It was bought in 2012 for $850,000 as land. And it's just under an acre. I think I don't have that in front of me. $850,000. They built a house in 2017, took 5 years later, and now 9 years later, they sell it for $14,500,000. Lucky people. Lucky people. Someone pointed this out to me, a listener and a landlord, and asked, does one department talk to another? The city of Santa Barbara is freezing rents as of December 2025 until they draft a formal rent control ordinance. Yet, I just received a bill from the city of Santa Barbara for a fire inspection for a four-unit building, $217. They're used to paying $30 every 2 years. Now they're going to pay $217 every year. You might say, well, that's not a lot of money, and it's not, but it is a 1,347% increase. So if the city is saying landlords should freeze their rents, how about freezing expenses that you're charging the landlords? That's a little quid quo pro, Clarice. Okay, coming up, my guest, Wayne Bell, the former chief counsel and the Department of Real Estate head. He knows what he's talking about. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.